Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Not only professional broadcasters, we're professional podcasters. Look for the Todd and Tyler channel on the Radio League app in your favorite little phone store.
We're also on Stitcher and Stitcher.com.
Right now, I think we're on the radio.
It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Length, girth, grooming, veins, balls.
Everybody's here. It's Greg's nickname for everybody. I'm length. Todd's girth. Who's grooming? Puss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm veins.
Your veins, veins and LD's balls.
Balls. That's
I
the bald head.
Be balls.
And your Delta name is Balls.
Why? Why not?
Why do I get to be Mr. Balls?
I'll take girth.
You are girth.
Even though it doesn't really apply, I'll take that as a nickname.
Whatever. I just went around the room.
Veins.
Yeah, I posted
Greg's little pet names for all of us. Hey, length.
Really makes you feel special,
that's
you know?
That's right.
Too busy veins. On Facebook last night. Trying to educate people.
Yeah, you must have been, yeah.
Trying to help people.
Educate people. That's funny.
Yeah.
Here's, read the email.
Here's one of my posts.
All right. Let me hear
a lady asked me.
Did you post it on Facebook or somebody else's page?
Do you have your range of motion back? And I said,
oh, Jesus.
My bad leg.
What happened?
Is now 2 degrees behind my good leg. And I went on to explain that you can't get your range of motion back after this sort of injury.
Good. You didn't read it verbatim. Good.
No, I didn't.
Good. Because I don't want to hear that.
Because I go on and I enjoy going
is
on that page.
List? Oh, it's that list.
Yeah.
Because nobody says Trump sucks.
No.
Because he does.
There's no discussion of anything, but, you know, people helping each other out.
But healthcare is in the mix. Why doesn't healthcare come up?
You know, because
you have to pay for stuff.
Yeah, it does come up a lot, but there's a lot of people from New Zealand. There's a lot of people from England.
Oh, that have actually have good health care. Have good health care.
That are on this site.
Right.
So, you know, it's a completely different perspective.
All right.
You get the Fern perspective.
Is it everybody? Is it all rich guy injury like skiing,
oh,
or is
no.
it like some guy hit me with a bat in the park?
No, some
I was
guy
trying to sell him some blow,
right?
And he's on the broken labia website.
No, a lot of people fall. A lot of people get hit by a car because it's right about bumper height.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah, so it's not just horse riding,
good.
Skiing accidents.
Okay, good.
It's just every day. You, I fell down in the parking lot.
Well, you should start a separate site for the washed. You should be with the unwashed. No, you just get by a car. Well, we're over here skiing and horseback riding, so I don't want to talk to you. Morning, Craig. Who else had Hugh Hefner?
Some of the other players that had Hugh Hefner include but are not limited to SpongeBob SquarePants. Who doesn't love that name?
I love that name.
Square Peg Brown Hole gets a hit.
Yeah.
Squat and Gobble gets a hit.
In the morning.
STD stripper Snail Trail gets a hit.
Yeah, that guy just keeps piling on there, man.
Stoneballs Jackson gets a hit.
I like that.
Yeah. You keep his statue up.
Yeah, his statue. Yeah.
Old Stoneballs.
Yeah, you see that at Gettysburg.
Sugar Free Semen gets a hit.
Yee.
Sugar on Grandma's Prolapse gets a hit.
Oh.
As does Ten Toed Luke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Pilot. That feels good, Tyler.
Yes, it does.
Gets a hit
for both of you. I can tell.
Yeah. The call Beaver me, Cleaver
just,
gets a hit.
Just call me length.
The Nipple Bacon Experience gets a hit.
Well, that's just weird.
I'm unfamiliar with that. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, that just sounds gross. Oh, I know what it was. There was a nipple on a bacon. Remember that? Somebody opened their bacon and there was actually a nipple, cow nipple on the bacon.
Oh,
yeah.
Or a pig nipple.
Or a pig nipple because a cow nipple would be really
That'd
weird.
That'd be strange.
Yeah.
I believe we shared a picture of it.
Yeah, it was gross as hell, man.
Oddly hot.
Yeah.
I know, I would have been like,
or gross. One of the two.
Well, then it also spawned a long conversation about would you eat the nipple if it was in your...
I'll be licking it.
In your package of bacon.
I would just lick it.
That's all I do.
Sure, I'd lick it. Well, I'd play with the other bacon. I'd lick that one.
It's a fried nipple. I'd eat a whole plate full of fried nipples.
Well, if they all tasted like bacon, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You're chewing on a nipple, though.
I would pierce mine.
I think it'd be just little crunchy, crispy bits after you fry
I'd
it up.
Pierce sure. It and hang it out.
It would be like pork rinds.
Don't eat the pierced bacon.
Except they're nipples.
I don't see why not.
Pork rind nipples.
It was gross.
A few of those on your salad. Nice little garnish.
Yeah, that should be a new Larry the Cable Guy chip flavor. The nipples of pork rind.
Pork rind nipple.
All right, so hold on. Your length. Mm-hmm. I'm girth. What's that, Puss?
I'm grooming.
Length, girth, grooming, veins,
grooming.
Balls.
Yep. Okay, Puss is grooming.
Name for
Tony's vein.
Yep.
And
LD's balls.
LD's balls.
I'm sure you guys couldn't be more proud.
Sure.
Thank you, Craig.
Feel free to refer to us.
We like the name, Craig.
You could be veins.
Yeah.
That's a, and he volunteered to be veins.
I want to be veins, man.
By our Delta House nicknames.
Grooming is because Puss has no hair anywhere anyway. It doesn't matter.
See us
it's easy
out
to
about.
Grow when you're bald.
And he grooms us.
Now, he's got hair on his head, but not on his face or his crotch.
Well, he grooms us because he doesn't need to groom himself.
He comes through, picks the nits.
Yeah. And he's been clean and neat his whole life.
I'm eating waffles.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We're celebrating National Potato Month.
Oh,
potato.
Oh. There you go. That's why you said that.
That is one I'm glad you left till the end of the month.
Me too. It takes a lot out of me to say that word.
It's like
breath control, and it's tough, man.
We got an email from a guy who had just come back from Ireland and said he ordered a side dish of potatoes with everything, and the Irish guys just loved it when he said that. Every time.
It's got to be kind of, you got to throw some Adam Sandler in there. That's how you do it. It's got to be like a little Adam Sandler saying potato.
No, but they laughed every time he did that.
Did they laugh?
No.
No.
No, they did not.
They didn't laugh. They didn't think it was funny.
They laugh in the U.S. People love to say all the side of potatoes.
They did laugh. They're like, no.
Over 60% of Americans would like to see a third major political party on their ballots. New poll from Gallup shows that Democrats and Republicans are close to a fitty-fitty split on the issue. 77% of independents favor a third option, but that just makes sense.
It does. But they still, the thing about political parties, and you're right, there should be another one, is what would be the platform? Would they be liberal socially, conservative fiscally, or would they be liberal fiscally, conservatively? So they still have a faction.
Right. You just take a faction of one of the political parties and make it its own.
Right.
You know, maybe a Tea Party party.
Hydrant party.
Well, I think the reason
in charge of the hydrant party.
Yeah, we should start that one.
There are some far left parties, the Green and that kind of stuff, but
they don't get significant votes.
You keep hearing the smart right people saying that we can't go the way of Trump. But they won't ever start their own because they would lose the Trumpers and never win an election. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And that's their problem. I see Joe Scarborough. He's not a Republican anymore. We need to get back to being real Republicans. Well, that ain't going to happen as long as the far right is running and Judge Roy Moore gets elected. You know, they're not going to ever. It's, you know why it's never going to happen? Both sides. The left is not going to just forsake the far left because.
Oh, they want. Everybody wants to be all inclusive.
Right, right. But still, somebody's going to vote for Jill Stein and screw over the party.
Oh, come on now. If I remember correctly, when she's running and you do the little test of who should you vote for, somehow she got her name in there, and every single time, no matter what you choose on whatever issue,
that's right.
It shows up that you should vote for Jill Stein.
Yeah.
She's on your side.
Yeah.
Todd and I both figured that one out.
Yeah. That was a fake one, right?
Well, I don't know.
No, it seemed rigged.
Yeah.
It was, yes.
Everyone I know.
Right.
That plugged in all their beliefs and whatever, it all came up Jill Stein.
Right.
You should vote for Jill Stein.
I found that the other day. I took one of those ones with what celebrity should you bang or marry? And it kept coming up Jessica Alba, so I kept putting in different information.
Yeah.
It was Jessica Alba. She must want to get laid.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, I bet she put that together.
She might.
Did.
Yeah.
She probably listened to that one.
Yeah.
She probably targeted.
You had to list different reasons, something you wanted in a celebrity. And,
right.
With, you know, and Jessica Alba. I'm fine with that. But
she targeted your computer specifically.
I don't know.
So it would come
up. No, because I saw another friend of mine, and his Jessica was Jessica Alba, too.
All the time.
I said, we'll have to tag that then.
I hear they call this guy Length.
But you'd think she'd go more for girth.
Well, you definitely, she ain't calling veins up.
Yeah, no. You don't want veins.
That sounds like a crime fighter somehow.
Veins.
A 70s TV crime fighter.
Right. Uh-oh, here comes veins.
Veins and wheels. Dude in wheelchair.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. That's a
Put that together.
A league of not-so-extraordinary gentlemen right there.
Right.
Veins and wheels. He's a superhero. He's an X-Men vein. Yeah. He just pops his veins. And people go, oh, they run away. What the hell does balls do?
Just gets them away.
Yeah. Whips out his balls.
Yeah.
Don't go near him.
He just hangs
he just
out.
Whips him out.
Is that more of a Marvel or a?
It's Marvel.
Yeah, Baines
Marvel.
Yeah,
Marvel.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a Marvel project right there. Well, let's get to work on the script.
Baines.
The
watch out! It's girth.
We're gonna need length for this one.
A recent study of college students finds that only 10% suffer remorse or after sending sexually explicit photographs and messages. Sometimes they regret it as soon as they've hit the send button.
Have you talked to your son about sending explicit messages on phone? He's going to college this fall.
You just did.
I know.
Thanks.
Don't do it.
Resist. They
don't go away.
I think he's come of age in this environment. They already know. They get this drilled in them.
That's
in
true.
School it's, now. So
it, right.
So they know. If they don't know, they
learn it from their friends.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Women and people in casual relationships who sexted were more likely to report negative emotional and sexual outcomes, according to the report published in the scientific journal Computers in Human Behavior.
God, we need Jessie May for this conversation. She gets back here. Let's bring it back up. Somebody had to send her a picture of their junk. Somebody did. John Hamm. Puss.
Pretty sure it wasn't me.
Yeah, wasn't you?
I hit resend a lot just to make sure it gets there.
How many Instagram followers does she have?
She says she's more Twitter followers than
but
Instagram.
Still,
she said that.
62% of the students acknowledge sending or receiving a text. Men more likely to report sexting with a casual partner, while women were more likely to sext with a committed partner. About half of those who had sexted.
I love that. Men, random, I don't care who sees my junk. A woman, it's my lover, it's my boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah, I got it. All right.
Yeah. About half of those who had sexted said that it led to positive sexual or emotional consequences. The students appear to be motivated to send sexually explicit messages because they think it's fun or flirtatious, or they just want to please the other person.
Yeah, she's got 296,000 Twitter followers.
Yeah.
She's seen
193,000 on Instagram.
She's seen a few dink pics.
Well, she's going to see four more today.
Oh, do they have to be pictures?
I have a couple sketches.
Good, perfect. Sit down. I want to ask you, Justin May.
Get out of my seat. All right. I'm gone for 2 minutes, guys.
We were talking about dink pics. How many dink pics have you got on your phone?
Do you get them on a regular basis?
Solicited or just random?
There's some guy on Snapchat who continuously sends me DPs.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't like DPs.
Well, I wouldn't think so.
I don't want that.
Some women
do,
though.
I want the real thing. It's like seeing a sandwich when you're hungry.
Right. Oh, there
you go. I just
want
to eat the sandwich.
All right.
Don't send me pictures of it.
Man, Craig.
It's just such a tease.
That's not how we expected.
No.
Why? What was the context?
Well, we were. You said you. You don't want to see him. You said you want to eat the sandwich, which is even hotter.
Well, it's just. But most of the time,
I just didn't realize we were supposed to be sending pictures.
Let me back up a little bit before everybody out there gets excited and starts sending just a floodgate of pictures.
Too late.
Of sandwiches.
It doesn't really photograph well.
No.
Well, it's not pretty in the first place, is it?
It's the right scenario, it's a beautiful thing. Right. But on a photo, it's not.
Right.
You know, it's just like a front-facing camera on accident of your own face.
Do they always do it excited?
Yeah.
So never just hanging.
Send me a flash. Send me a sad one.
Okay.
I want to see a sad one.
Four sad ones sitting right here. five, including puss.
I got Mapplethorpe to shoot mine, so.
That'll work.
I don't know. I don't like them.
Okay.
I think they're just unnecessary.
I don't know anybody that says they do like them.
Yeah.
I know that women say that they ask people to send them, so they get them, and they show all their friends, and they all laugh.
Oh, yeah. If you send one, everyone's seen it.
Everyone's seen it.
Like, we have, you know, my sister used to have just a collection of
really?
Them. Really? Yeah, and it was the funniest thing, because she was showing them to me, and she's swiping on her phone, and it was just all these different Ds, and then a baby pic, and then a bunch of different... So did you just put our niece in a pasture of dicks?
A pasture. I like
pasture.
That.
Yeah, it is.
Pastoral.
A pasture of penis.
Pasture of penis. Well, I do the same thing. Because, you know, we talk about Tan Line Tuesday. My phone is loaded with these photos. And so I have to go through. Somebody goes, well, let me see your kids. I got a picture of my son in a baseball game. Hang on. Like, flip, flip, flip. There's 45 chicks in bikinis. Also, oh, there he is. Then bang, bang, bang. But that's not dink pics. Dink pics should be
Yeah. Hurt. She just looked like she was peering out of, like, sunflowers.
49% of people overall sent or received sexually explicit emails, texts, photos, and videos. 77% said they did this with their significant others. 16% did so with strangers.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah, well, you're
fun.
Well.
Stranger Saturdays, I like to call it.
Is that illegal? Is it? And I'm just asking for somebody.
Is what illegal?
If somebody would send something, can you send your dink pic to a grown person if you know their phone number?
Are you asking for yourself? I feel like you're doing a little research right
now. No, but Puss wants to know, our producer.
Yeah. I would guess
Luke!
That's not illegal.
I would guess
it's not illegal.
Yeah. As long as you know it's the phone number you're sending it to is a person of age.
Now, has anyone out here ever sent one to the wrong number on accident? That's fun. Someone out there must have.
Oh, I get that. Some
people have.
Oh,
yes.
Easily.
To your mom
easily.
On
or somebody changed phone numbers or you messed up the last number. Right.
Everyone out there, please send an explicit photo on accident, on purpose, to somebody who you don't mean to send it to. I think that'd
What's
be fun.
What's your Snapchat? What is it? Snapchat, there's no naked on
I get them
Snapchat,
on
right?
I get them on Snapchat.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Man.
People are just like, here. And they don't even say anything. They're like, hey. And then it's just, you know.
Hey. See you in Pittsburgh.
A full erection. See you in Pittsburgh. Oh, God. Too soon.
Too soon. When'd you dump them? How long has it been?
February 14th is when I went to court. Yeah,
oh, that
so
was
a
restraining order. That's
yeah,
right. Yeah,
yep. Feel good.
Valentine's Day?
Yep.
Man, how'd you get a restraining order? Why'd you have to get a restraining order real quickly on a guy that lived 3,000 miles away?
Because he was staying
He'd
with
fly?
Me. He'd come and stay with me. It just got crazy. He got, you know, a lot of issues going on there. And the thing is, moving in with somebody is such a bad idea until you figure out who they are as a person. There's
actually,
no rush.
Oh, he was actually living with you.
He was
going to move to L.A.?
He wasn't, like, living with me because he had a place.
Right.
But he was when he came out, he stayed with me in L.A.
Right.
But then, like, early on, I remember him being like, hey, I can put my name on a utility bill. And I was like, what? No. Why would you?
Yeah.
And I thought, and then it was early on, and now backwards, I'm like, oh, yeah, of course he wanted to because he wanted to, like, establish residency. Because he knew he was cuckoo.
Yeah.
So it'd make it more difficult for me to get him the F out.
Whoa, man.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
There's a lot of issues out there.
Has the restraining order worked?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he showed up at a show. We're talking about, you know, it was pretty dangerous.
Right.
It got a little crazy.
Okay.
You know, without revealing too many details, it got a little crazy. But he showed up at a show. I had a show at a Haha Comedy Club in L.A. on a Thursday. He shows up on a Friday. This was just like a month ago.
Asking about me. After
the
restraining order.
Yeah, restraining order's already been in. Asking about me, talking to friends. He doesn't live. He's not even from L.A.
I was going to say, he doesn't live there. He's
no,
just hanging out.
Hanging out with comedians, saying he's friends with these people. So it's just like, I don't like to throw anybody under the bus because
right.
I understand. I think he's a good person. He just has a lot of stuff he needs to work on.
Yeah.
But anybody out there is dealing with stuff like that. Like, I feel for you because it can get a little scary.
I bet it can.
You just, you're better off buying sunglasses for guys in Barbados.
So he hasn't trolled another chick into his web.
What do you do in that instance, though?
Exactly.
Do you have to call the cops?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to keep a record of everything that goes down. Because if you don't, then you look like you're just crying wolf.
Right.
You know, you got to stick with that restraining order.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to keep it going.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's great.
So when does it run out and when can you?
3 years.
Okay, so.
I'm good.
You're hoping he moves on by then?
Yeah. I mean, I know my sister and I, we refer to our femininely body part as the Peluso P without giving out too much the terminology. And
that's
we say when men get
to...
in there, they just.
Oh, they want to.
They can't get out.
Crazy.
Yeah, they go crazy.
Both you and your sister.
Yeah.
But she's married right
now.
She's
married. She got hook, line, and sinker.
Got it.
Great guy.
I think
you're basically saying if somebody gets in there.
It's a trance.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Well. They get stuck in there in the honey pot and they can't get out.
Anybody arguing?
He's over here sending DPs.
Greg's sending one now.
Jesse May just needs to set that dude up with Lynn Coplets and be done with it.
Why would she to just destroy him?
She would.
Do you know Lynn?
Yeah.
Do you know Lynn?
I would love to do that. I love Lynn.
Okay, you know Lynn.
She don't care.
Because when you weren't sitting in here and I was saying you are 16, 17 years away from being Lynn. Now, she's a very funny lady, but she's crazy.
Yeah. Is she crazy?
Oh, I love Lynn. A guy broke up with her in Virginia when she was in New York City. She flew to Virginia, knocked on his door, and said, "No, you do it.
Him.
It's got to be in
person." Oh no, I'm not like that.
Well, okay. No,
but I'm like that.
Yeah, your guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I should connect those two together. She can set him straight. She'll make him never want to make another connection ever.
Jesse Maple Lou Silver.
Like us, we're quite needy. And comment on everything we post on Facebook. Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. Now get off Facebook and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.